Skiing at home. When the days get cold, it's hard not to turn your attention to the weather. And when it comes to fall and winter, that means snow. Come on. More than a few of us live in Colorado for that very reason. Where there's snow, of course, there's skiing, snowboarding, and a host of other activities. That probably brings to mind the big Summit County resorts, your Beaver Creeks and Breckenridges and Keystones. Closer to town, there's the always scrappy Eldora. While their snow tends not to be as deep, their territory not as expansive as the mega resorts, they make up for it in coziness and better prices. And, for those of us in Boulder, convenience. Eldora skiers credit. ColoradoAdventure.com. But, once upon a time, even that wasn't enough. Because not all that long ago, Boulder had its very own ski area. In October 1947, sporting goods entrepreneur Bert Street put out a call for help. The town responded, working to clear a portion of Chautauqua Park of rocks and other potentially hazardous flotsam. His aim? To create a place for Boulder residents to ski in their backyard. Keep in mind that skiing hadn't yet widely caught on as a recreational sport in the U.S. It was in 1936 when the first chairlift was designed and installed in Sun Valley, Idaho. A year later, Aerolite, a formaldehyde-based adhesive, was invented, offering significant improvement over animal protein-based adhesives, which tended to weaken under the stress and moisture involved with skiing. A cellulose plastic base wasn't put on skis until 1944. The first metal wood laminate ski didn't come about until 1945. These improvements